Commentator Donald McCaig lives on a farm, surrounded by livestock and sheepdogs. With so many animals around him, death is not unfamiliar.
It's hard to kill a dog. We put it off and we delay, and when we finally do it, we ask ourselves afterwards if there wasn't something more we might have done, and of course there was. Whenever you have to kill an animal, there's always something more you might have done to keep him alive. But after years with livestock and dogs, there comes a signal, faint but unmistakable, that says, it is time. And ignoring that signal is cowardly. You are less willing to face your loss than the dog is to face his death. Moose and I never quite got together. He was a nervous sheepdog, and I wasn't a good enough trainer to soothe him. Oh, he could do routine chores and had a good life here on the farm. In the hot summer months, he spent hours swimming in the river. Last fall, Moose started limping, and the vet found a lump under his front leg, and maybe we could catch the cancer if we amputated. 3 days after his amputation, he hopped out to the corral to help with chores. Moose got around pretty good and even learned to lift his leg, but no, we hadn't got it all. And a couple months later, his right eye went blind and he started to smell bad. So now he's in a place where the sheep don't spook him. He's much calmer, and his new trainer knows better than I did how to handle a dog. The evening before I killed him, the three-legged, one-eyed sheepdog went out to help me feed. He kept the ewes off the feeders. All through the night, he vomited, and in the morning vomited his butter-enclosed aspirin tab. Moose died here where 12 years ago he was born, and he's buried on the graveyard on the hill where I hope to be buried someday. Moose's father and mother were already on the hill. We carried him to his grave on his sheepskin bed and set his letter underneath. My wife, Anne, writes a letter for every one of our dogs, and I've never asked her what she writes. She says it's a passport, and I like to think of Moose coming to the last river he will ever cross and offering the boatman his letter. Oh, yes, I was a very good dog. But it may be, it just may be, all of our dogs waiting on the far side of the river that Anne and I, too, must cross one day. Those letters may not be their passports. They may be ours.
Donald McCaig lives in the mountains of Western Virginia. His new book is called Jacob's Ladder, A Story of Virginia During the War.